What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. And before we get to the phone lines, I want to share this little tidbit of information. This is about the Golden Globe Awards. And no, I'm not going to talk about Oprah's nine-minute speech here. But the Golden Globes were draped in black. Most of the women were wearing black. And they were trying to make a statement about sexual harassment in Hollywood. The people who won the Golden Globes were using that microphone to just wag their finger against the systemic sexism and abuse of Hollywood. It's all for show. None of the actresses or actors who made the accusations against Harvey Weinstein were invited to attend. So you think about that one for a bit. All right, we're going to go to Chris in St. Petersburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, that incident you mentioned about the airline asking everybody to delete their video, was there any incriminating video that survived?
Apparently, there really wasn't anything of significance on the video other than the airline spokesperson explaining why the flight had first been delayed and then canceled. Apparently, people were taking the videos because there wasn't a working PA system and the people in the back couldn't really hear what was being said. So they were recording it to basically play it back later with the volume up.
Oh, all right. So maybe it would be a civil thing that they could pursue. Well, There are utilities out there. In case you are asked to delete by somebody alleging authority to delete video, audio, pictures, or whatever incriminating evidence from your phone, one is called Recuva, R-E-C-U-V, as in victory, A. It's from the same company that makes CCleaner, about which I called last week. And,
yes.
You know, whenever, and it works quite well. So, you know, if you delete whatever you have from your mobile device, you have, so you can tell them that, well, okay, well, I will, but, you know, you should first object to it and then shut down your phone to avoid recording anything else, or your mobile device to avoid recording anything else onto it. Because Recuva will allow you, and other utilities will allow you to restore that, as long as you haven't overwritten that original data. Of
yes.
course, you know what the fact
it's
table
a,
is.
Disk it, recovery, it, or memory recovery.
Yeah. So when you delete something, the data is still there. You're just deleting the index for the mobile device to be able to find it. And as long as you don't record anymore on there, like I say, shut down your phone if you're able to, shut down your mobile device, then the data will still be there as long as you don't overwrite it. But, you know, you could also say that, well, I've streamed this event live, or you could bluff if you haven't been able to stream it live because you don't have a good enough signal, and say you've streamed it live on YouTube or Vimeo or Periscope or Bamuser, which, as you know, is shutting down January 22nd, or even Facebook, which, although it's unreliable compared to the others. So you can say to them that you can delete the video or even destroy my mobile device, but it's impossible for you to destroy the evidence because it's been streamed online. And after informing law enforcement of this, I find that they tend to behave themselves and move on to easier
yep.
prey. So, you know,
well, unfortunately, based on what we're seeing lately from Facebook, to use an example, is that corporate and political interests are now able to go on out and try and erase these videos. Now, if somebody makes a copy, then it spreads completely out of control. That's what happened when WikiLeaks dumped the text of Fire and Fury, and realizing it was a copyright violation and they could be sued, they deleted that. But by then, it was just all over the place. It went viral almost immediately. I miss
right.
the days when smartphones actually had removable memory cards. You know, where you could do a quick swap of cards and nobody was the wiser.
Yeah, well, they still do. I know Apple makes it more difficult, but, you know, there are other people that you can tell, you can say other people have tuned into your stream and they will download the video immediately if they haven't already. You know, as of whether you know that's to be the case or not. And if you have recorded incriminating material onto your phone's memory, on your mobile device memory, delete the video, and you're told to delete it, then you know, you shut it down and you don't record anything else online. Well, after you've recorded, you're pretty sure you're done recording that incriminating evidence, and you're pretty sure the event is over, then have a separate SD card handy so you can put that in your mobile device and hide the SD card onto which you've recorded that incriminating evidence, and you, yep. you know, so you can release it later. So, you know,
right,
like
well,
I
thank
say,
you.
You know, you object to their instructions to delete the incriminating evidence, ask them for the law that, that under which they claim authority, and, you know, just act like you're outraged about it, even though you're assuredly going to release the data later.
Well, thank you for the information, and, you know, hopefully most of us are going to avoid situations like that, but it's always good to know how you can get around these situations. Ultimately, we all have a First Amendment right to be making audio and video recordings anywhere we want. An airline terminal is a public place. There is no expectation of privacy there. So, Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go on over to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I had a few things about Oprah Winfrey that I haven't heard anybody mention in a long time. First of all, well, I hope she runs because she has some serious credibility problems. Number one, she formed her own cult like L. Ron Hubbard. Number two, she has a school in Africa that seems to be plagued by teachers. And number three, she accused both of her parents of molesting her by way of recovered memory. Now, I do believe that people can people who are subject to trauma can lose access to that memory and then recover it later. But in her case, you know, I listened to her talk and I listened to her parents, and I don't believe a word of what she said. So those three things, I think, could shoot her or really hurt her chances of becoming president. The other thing, before your other caller started talking, I was thinking as far as you know, like the FBI in Vegas and these police in this airport terminal. What came to mind was streaming, but I was thinking somebody should write an app so with one push you can record video and it's sent to a remote location automatically without going through any extra steps. That way, it wouldn't just be useful in cases of government trying to suppress evidence of things they didn't want people to know. But also, say a woman's about to be raped or whatever. That way, they couldn't, you know, destroy the phone and destroy the evidence. So,
well, I know that there was a Wi-Fi headset. I wish I could remember the name of it. I've got one in the drawer. It also has a built-in camera, and the software that comes with that will do that. You just hit the icon on the smartphone and it starts recording from the camera and sends it to a designated remote server. So these things really are out there. But in terms of the government not wanting anybody to make a video, at this point, I've heard too many stories of smartphones and cameras suddenly not working in certain delicate areas. And I'm pretty sure that just like the NSA has backdoored everything else in our lives, that there is probably a remotely accessible switch inside the smartphone to disable the camera and microphone on command.
Well, I've heard government spokesmen say they have technology to shut down cell phones, not just broadcast, but specific functions within a localized area. So, you know.
Yeah. I've heard that too, which is why I've kept one of my old shirt pocket cameras that doesn't have Wi-Fi or anything in it, and I keep that for situations where something interesting might be happening. Anyway, James, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news here. Now, as you know, out in California, they legalized, as of the first of the year, recreational marijuana. And already Attorney General Jeff Sessions is on the warpath saying federal agents are coming to enforce the federal drug laws. Interestingly enough, Coachella, the city of Coachella, is imposing a citywide ban on all marijuana use. And this is going to cause a lot of friction between all these different layers of government who are headed off on all these different directions. And I think the primary reason they want to keep marijuana illegal is you can grow it in your backyard. And if you're puffing on something you've grown yourself, then you're not going down to that liquor store, or you're not going down to the smoke shop and giving your money to some large corporation. I think that's the motive right there, because it's already been established that marijuana is far less harmful than tobacco or alcohol. So there we are. All right, let's talk about the subject of guns, all those guns out there. Apparently, up in Washington State, they passed a new law designed to basically prevent felons from acquiring guns, which is a good idea, domestic abusers, and sort of this fuzzy areas they've tried to buy a gun at a gun show. And it's being overapplied. And Washington State gun dealers are reporting 1,200 denied purchases in the first 5 months. This happened last year, first 5 months of last year. And so the government can safely say it's not a gun ban. We're just keeping guns out of the hands of people who ought not to have them. Now, I concur with career felon. They shouldn't be allowed to have a gun until it is pretty much assured that they are truly reformed. I think there should be strict gun controls on people who are taking prescription antidepressants because of the link between those and violence. But, you know, this idea of one count of domestic abuse resulting in the loss of your gun rights, that I think is a little overkill, because pretty much every marriage has a rough spot where things can get violent. In my first marriage, my wife hit me on the back of the head with a cast iron skillet. The police just laughed when I filed the report. I'm very lucky with Claire. Claire and I have never had an argument that went that far. But it does happen. We hear it all the time in neighboring units. If it's just once or twice, I don't think it justifies depriving somebody of their Second Amendment rights. Now, apparently, Democrat gun grabbers demanded a study into the sale of guns online. They spent 2 years attempting to buy illegal guns on the so-called dark web. And they failed every single time. It's not a real problem. It's just something they like to scream. You can get guns on the dark web. Nope, can't. Doesn't really happen. All right, let's talk about science and health here now. One of the areas that people really need to be careful about dealing with medical care, the medical establishment, is that obviously you're in this suite of offices and a waiting room with a lot of other people who are sick, and they may be sick with something that is different from what you're dealing with, which can then pile on there. So you have to be very, very careful. Last time I took Claire over to the doctor, half of everybody in the waiting room were wearing facial masks. But apparently there is a big problem with inadequate protocols in nursing homes, where basic steps that would prevent infections, washing hands, isolating contagious patients, keeping ill nurses, ill practitioners from coming to work, they're ignored in nursing homes, and it's endangering the residents and the staff and spreading hazardous germs. Now, Kaiser Health News did an analysis of 4 years of federal inspection records showing 74% of nursing homes have been cited for lapses in infection control, more than for any other type of health violation. In California, health inspectors have cited all but 133 of the state's 1,251 homes. Here's the problem. Outside of the citation, nothing gets done. Staff aren't fired. Nursing homes aren't penalized. I guess the attitude is, well, these are a bunch of old people anyway. They're not going to be around much longer. Eh, we just don't have to be all that careful. And I don't want to turn all of my listeners here into a bunch of germophobes. But there's a lot of stuff out there, like this current flu. So you got to be a little bit careful. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. The Arctic has come to Massachusetts. Ocean Bay is completely frozen over. This is just the third time in the last 80 years that this has happened. They're reporting heavy snowfall in China. 21 people have died because of the heavy snowfall. Apparently, it's snowing so hard, it's actually damaging houses, damaging power facilities. The intense cold is harming agriculture. And the provinces that have been badly hit by the weather are Anhui, Henan, Jiangsu, Hubei, Hunan, Shaanxi, and Chongqing municipality. So it's really nasty. Now, if you're going to get trapped in by the snow and ice, there is no better place to have it happen than a Swiss ski resort. And this is a resort right on the edge of the famous Matterhorn Peak, which is famous only because Walt Disney copied it for his theme park in Anaheim. If he hadn't done that, nobody would know what the Matterhorn was other than a mountaineer. But apparently the snow is so heavy, they've had to close the ski slopes out of fear of avalanche. They've had to close the hiking trails, the cable cars are shut down, and the roads and train service into the nearby city of Zermatt are shut down as well. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Dan in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hopefully my phone doesn't cut out here. I'm in the middle of Montana. But just curious, did you see that movie with Tom Cruise, Made in America, about the CIA smuggling drugs and Barry Seal and Iran-Contra? Did you see that?
No, I haven't, but it's on the pay-per-view channel now, and Claire and I are planning on watching it tonight.
Okay, yeah, good. I'm just curious. I was maybe give us a review of how historically accurate it was, because in the movie they showed the planes flying into Mena, Arkansas, but they didn't show anything about Bill Clinton's connection. They just showed, like, Bush and Reagan and, you know, Oliver North. And then it kind of stopped there. So just wondered, what is the real history there? Was they just kept shipping it in to Mena, Arkansas, kind of?
Well, I think probably the best history that I am aware of is the book Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, written by Terry Reed, who was part of the operation down there. And at this point, I don't think anybody knows the whole history. We all just know certain bits and pieces of it. But yes, I'll be talking about the film on the show tomorrow.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. Okay, we're talking about human-caused global warming, and they're trying to rebrand. When it actually started getting demonstrably colder, they called it climate change. Then somebody pointed out, climate changes all the time. That's the way it works. So now Al Gore has rebranded it as the climate crisis. And it may well be a crisis if some of these prognostications about solar output prove to be accurate. The crisis is just going in the opposite direction that Al Gore claimed it was. And limiting carbon dioxide is not going to stop a new mini ice age. And that's why they're still trying to say global warming is somehow causing all of this. No, that doesn't work. Tell you what, take a pan of water, put it on the stove on low heat. When it freezes over, get back to me. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about human-caused global warming, the climate crisis, the snow job. And apparently the Swedish government is warning its citizens to be prepared for at least a week without help. Now, they're not saying why they're issuing this warning. And it's very unusual for the Swedish government to say something like this. But it strikes me that a likely possibility is that Sweden is expecting there to be massive, huge snowstorms that are going to cut people off from the supply chain, and they want them to be able to get through there. It's good advice anyway. Really, really good advice. Now, yesterday we were talking about how it snowed in the Sahara Desert, and what made it really unusual was that it snowed in the Sahara last year. First time they've had snow 2 years in a row that anybody can recall, as far as records are going back here. Today we're hearing that the snow on the Sahara Desert in some places measured as much as 15 inches deep. That's one with a five after it, inches of snow in the Sahara Desert. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Well, the carbon Nazis have tried to mount a counter-propaganda, and they're talking about this massive heat wave going on in Australia. so that they can say, well, it may be cold here, but oh boy, it's just broiling over here and the roads are melting and everything's falling apart and I'm not able to find any confirmation for any of it. But going back and looking at the Sydney Morning Herald, January 9th, 1896 issue, the Herald reported that Australia was cooling down and the temperatures at Bourke were only 117 degrees. That's 10 degrees hotter than it is right now. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another phone call from Sal Jr. in Colorado. Aloha, Sal. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I just have a quote for you from Al Gore. This can be the quote of the century.
And okay.
He stated, the earth is getting colder because it's getting warmer.
Yes. That's what they've been trying to say for years now, ever since it obviously started getting colder. Is, you know, global warming is making for colder winters.
Mm-hmm.
That's in contrast with 2000 when they were saying global warming means there'll be no more snow and ice for winter.
Right. Well, that's it. Just wanted to give you his quote.
Yeah, I'd seen that the other day. And I have to admire him for his persistence or stubbornness or however you want to describe it. You need to remember, Al Gore is not a scientist. He's a politician. When he was in college, he got barely passing grades in the few science classes he actually took. At one point, he claimed the temperature of the Earth's core was millions of degrees. And he's off by a few zeros on that one. He's doing what politicians do. Take something that happens naturally, declare it a crisis, and sell you a solution. Speaking of selling, looking at all the storms of last year, hurricanes, wildfires, extreme cold weather, basically it totals up to 16 weather disasters last year and a total loss of $306 billion, which makes 2017 the costliest year in U.S. history in terms of recovering from disasters. Maybe somebody up there doesn't like our country anymore because our government is behaving so badly. Now, if you use products like exfoliants, personal care products that have a little scrubbing effect, those are about to go away or drastically change. Most of these products are using these little plastic microbeads. And it turns out that these beads, after they're being used, they go into the water treatment plant, they go into the, they're getting out into the environment, and wildlife is eating them. Ultimately, people are eating them, and they're now being banned from toothpaste, exfoliant products, various face scrubs. Because they do harm wildlife. And it wouldn't take that much imagination to come up with something that is going to be a scrubbing surface that's edible or biodegradable. And plastics are wonderful. They're useful. They make all kinds of cases. But they are a toxic pollutant when disposed of. Far more toxic than carbon dioxide. And most plastics, unfortunately, cannot be recycled. And that is a real problem that we have to deal with. Our consumer culture, especially with the planned obsolescence, it really is bad for the environment. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to take a phone call now from Steve. And Steve Elkins, of course. Hi, Steve. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you just mentioned about those things getting in the water system. And when you mentioned that exfoliator, I actually just have one here, believe it or not. I looked at it. Made by St. Ives, and I have not seen the beads ones yet, but that's good that you bring that up. If you still make that, I didn't know that. But mine says walnut shell is being used nowadays, and I know when I worked in the wine industry, we used to skim off the grape seeds, and the grape seeds would be crushed up and put into these exfoliator lotions and things like that. So I'll let you know there's one out there on the market that has walnut seeds, walnut shell.
Yeah, I think I've seen the walnut shell, ground up walnut shell scrubbing material in one of Claire's products here. This story was originally posted at What Really Happened by one of our members, and I'm looking at the original article, and it appears to be undated, but it talks about a ban taking place back in 2015, 2016. So the problem may have already become moot at this point. We do have to pay a lot of attention to what they're putting in products, especially new products with new functions. They'll put in there whatever works, and then somewhere down the road, somebody figures out that it's causing harm. Oh, well, gee, we're sorry. We'll change to something else.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for the first public service announcement by the government telling you not to flush your medications, your old medications, down the toilet. I get so irritated when I hear people still doing this. And you do have to look around a little bit, but some of your pharmacies will take these medications off your hand, and they'll destroy them in the right way, but people are still flushing medications down the toilet, and I don't have a clue of why our government tells us they care about our water, the EPA, and nobody is addressing this issue. I have yet, like I said, to see a public service announcement to say, don't do this, find these facilities. We'll help you find a facility to destroy these meds. It's crazy.
Well, that's a very good suggestion here, and it is a major problem because people, especially of fragile health, if they get even a tiny dose of a totally inappropriate medication from their tap water, it could cause them a great deal of harm. Now, yes, for going from here to the water treatment plant and back, it's going to get mixed in pretty much all over the city, but it's still going to be an issue, and it is dangerous, and there has to be a better way of destroying some of these medications.
No, we see a lot more violence and a lot of more psychiatric stuff. It makes you wonder about if some of that SSRI stuff is not getting filtered out in our treatment plants. Makes me wonder.
The treatment plants aren't set up to filter out chemicals. They'll fill out the nasty stuff, but they're not set up to block pharmaceutical chemicals. They're not designed to do that at all.
Right. Hey, last thing we'll leave you with, you are correct. Hillary will never allow Oprah Winfrey to take the Oval Office. That'll never happen.
Yes.
Never happen.
I'm surprised that nobody took a shot at Trump during the general campaign, but he had really good security, and I hope he keeps his good security as well.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and I'm getting emails. Coconut oil mixed with any sugar makes a good all-natural face scrub, unless you're diabetic here. All right, we're going to take another phone call from Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, and also Swiss Formula. I won't say the there's a name for it. You can get it at most grocery stores, apricot scrub, and it has little pieces of walnut shell powder in it and stuff like that. And
I think that's the one that Claire has.
And it works better than the little beads. Little beads get old if you keep them too long, and then they're all soft and don't work as well. So I'm happy to throw that away. And I want to say how happy I am to hear your news again. Even if I just get the last hour, I'm so happy. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you. I'll go. Thank you very
much. Okay. You
take
care.
Well, thank you for the phone call. And we're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Get back to the world of computers. Apparently, security researchers have discovered a set of zero-day vulnerabilities within the Dell EMC Data Protection Suite family products that allow attackers to fully hijack systems. Now, it's one thing to find an opening in the computer, but when it's in the part of the computer that's actually supposed to be protecting your data, that's very worrisome. Now, I got an email from somebody saying they don't understand what a zero-day vulnerability means. That means it's only just been discovered, and we're at day zero. And the idea is that somebody who has put out that vulnerability or using that vulnerability, they're going to have a window of time where they can do mischief with it until the computer and software companies issue yet another patch here. So apparently getting on back to Dell, actually by Digital Defense was the company that found it, their vulnerability research team stumbled across a set of severe vulnerabilities that allow attackers to compromise products, including Dell EMC Avamar Server, Networker Virtual Edition, and Integrated Data Protection Appliance. There are just too many of these out there. And we know that the NSA has backdoored computers in the past. Windows NT had the NSA key. I think what they're finding, especially these CPU chips, which all seem to have the same problem, the same exploit. I think these are backdoors ordered by the government. Or in the case of Intel, they're put in there by the Israeli government because Intel has moved a lot of their operations to Israel. Now, they're having a lot of fun over at the Consumer Electronics Show. I've never actually been able to attend one myself. I certainly would like to at some point because I like gadgets and I like toys here. And as you know, LG is showing off these concept robots for hotel workers that will basically carry luggage and clean the room and do various other things and put more people out of work. And they're having their issues over there. Not as bad as when Bill Gates tried to demonstrate plug and play and got the BSOD. But apparently over at the airport, they were going to demonstrate a passenger drone. A drone that was going to basically a pilotless drone that would carry passengers. And unfortunately, the Surefly passenger drone was grounded by a light drizzle. And so the company said, we're concerned over safety. We're not going to demonstrate this at this time. Another robot created by LG to help users control their smart home apparently failed on stage at its Consumer Electronics Show debut. And the robot, Chloe, was meant to be the centerpiece of LG's presentation when it was supposed to show how new artificial intelligence tech could enhance the use of kitchen appliances. Instead, it just sat there blinking. It was a disastrous debut for the bot. It's all over social media. Now, Samsung has announced that starting 2 years from today, every single product they make will be able to attach to the Internet of Things, whether you like it or not. Intel, apparently trying to recover from the problems with their current chips, have announced they've had a major breakthrough in a quantum computing chip. Now, this is a 49-qubit quantum computing chip, and VR applications for content, AI self-learning, and autonomous vehicles platform. Now, for a quantum chip, 49-qubit isn't all that much, so we're kind of at the stage of the original 8080 CPU, back in the good old days. Story coming out of the Register in Great Britain, Windows 10 as a service is incoming. And it's another year, another round of updates. And the company calls this Windows as a service. Now, they're selling it as an idea that you get a constant flow of improvements and security patches, which you got anyway with your perpetual license as operating system. But we know where the computing industry wants to go. They want everything to be rented month to month, the operating system, the applications, maybe even the computer itself, to maximize their profitability. Now, here's a story coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas. That's Clinton country, people. Apparently, there is a new startup company, and it's going to be using robots to manufacture T-shirts. And apparently, it's going to make a lot of T-shirts. These robots can churn them out one every 22 seconds. So just under three completed T-shirts per minute. You can do the math from here on out. That's a lot of T-shirts. Now, Microsoft is gearing up here for a little bit of a collision with many well-known antivirus products. And apparently, according to an update issued this week, Microsoft is saying Windows users will not receive the January 2018 patch, security updates, or any subsequent patch Tuesday updates unless the antivirus program they are using becomes compatible with the patches that have been issued for Windows Meltdown and Spectre. As you know, they've had some major issues with the patches that have already gone out. They are slowing machines down, including servers, which is a class of machine you don't want to slow down. Some older machines have been bricked. They literally will not restart, will not restore, will not reinstall the operating system. So they really messed this one up here. And it's reached the point where I'm thinking, I want to turn off all updates on the machine because the danger from Microsoft appears to be greater than the danger from the cyber criminals. We've allowed this technology to become decadent. It's too complex. There's a beauty and elegance in simplicity. And I know that's a recurring theme throughout history where during the beginning of the Industrial Age and certain things wouldn't work because there were too many moving parts and it would wear out too quickly. But I do think that all of this could be made a lot simpler, certainly easier for the end user to use. Speaking of the end user, Donald Trump has signed an executive order to expand broadband access in rural United States. And that will be a really, really good thing. But the latest word coming on out is that Donald Trump may be clearing the path for Julian Assange to leave London and come to the United States without fear of arrest. The U.S. government has ended its 8-year-long grand jury proceedings against WikiLeaks that included the WikiLeaks' various vault releases on CIA spy technology. Now, the laws regarding this kind of information are very, very clear. If WikiLeaks had broken in to the CIA and stolen this material, they would be in serious trouble. If WikiLeaks approached somebody who worked for CIA and requested this information, that would be a crime under the Espionage Act. But if somebody just whistleblows and sends this material to WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks is in the clear, and they are protected by the First Amendment to publish the information. And we, the American people, do have a legitimate right to know how we are being spied on by the government in violation of that Fourth Amendment. Now, over in France, they have some very strict laws regarding planned obsolescence. That is, companies putting out products that are designed to fail in a short period of time so that you are then forced to buy another one over and over and over again. Like cell phone, new cell phone every 3 years, new car every 5 years, so forth and so on. There's a wonderful documentary called Pyramids of Waste. It's also named The Lightbulb Conspiracy that talks about this, how prevalent it is in the American culture. We just sort of accept it as the way things are supposed to be. And they're not. Prior to this deliberate planned obsolescence, American companies made products that were made to last a very long time. But that's all gone away. Because a product that doesn't break down or wear out is considered a business failure. France has other ideas. And French prosecutors have launched a probe on planned obsolescence in the case of the Apple iPhone. Under French law, it is a crime to intentionally shorten the lifespan of a product with the aim of making customers replace it. Now, last December, Apple admitted older iPhone models were deliberately being slowed down through the updates. Another reason to turn off updates. And insisted it was because of the battery. But apparently people aren't buying that. The French investigation is being handled by the Economy Ministry's Consumer Protection Agency. This follows a legal complaint filed last month by pro-consumer group Stop Planned Obsolescence. France is the third country to investigate Apple after Israel and the United States, but the only one in which the alleged offense is a crime. Penalties could include up to 5% of annual turnover, even a jail term. Now, SpaceX has had a little bit of a setback, maybe. There was this highly classified, expensive government satellite called Zuma, and it was launched into space on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral. And they're reporting it as being destroyed. Now, the bottom stage of the Falcon 9 did return and soft land. The upper stage apparently vanished. The official story is it failed to release the Zuma satellite. Now, given some of the other things the U.S. government's been doing up in space lately, what if they wanted to launch a stealth satellite and claim it didn't get there? And I know there are all kinds of hobbyists on Earth who like to track debris orbiting over them, and they might identify it. But if it is true, if that's what happened, I feel bad for the people at SpaceX because they're doing really good work. And if I were still young, I'd apply for a job over there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, final segment of our program today. I'm looking at this video. It's actually kind of fun here. Apparently in North Carolina, alligators are sticking their noses up through the ice to survive the freezing temperatures, trying to get a little warmth from the air. And it looks kind of funny to just see all this ice, and then there's this little alligator snout sticking out. A lot of people have been writing in with their suggestions for exfoliant scrubs, sugar, salt, various other things as well. Speaking of sugar, apparently there's a sugar additive, trehalose, and it's a sugar that's added to a wide range of food products. And apparently, it may have fueled the spread of two superbugs. And what we mean by a superbug is one that is very difficult to treat. There's no cure, the antibiotic resistant, and so forth. So apparently, this came out in the journal Nature, and it illustrates the unintended consequences of introducing otherwise harmless additives to the food supply. Well, obviously, it's not harmless. Now, over in Egypt, they've just passed an anti-atheism law, meaning if you are in Egypt and you are asked, what is your religion, you're going to have to name a religion. You know, pick one, just hit a little checkbox there. And a lot of people are very concerned that this is going to force many Egyptians to basically become liars. It's not an anti-atheism law, it's an anti-honesty law. And Egypt has gone the exact opposite direction as the original U.S. government. The original U.S. government didn't want to have anything to do with religion. That's why they had that provision in the First Amendment. Congress shall make no laws respecting an institution of religion. Everybody was free to worship as they saw fit, or if they didn't see fit, they were free to go play golf. So this is a bad law. This is a very bad law. I wonder if they're going to follow it up with mandatory weekly visits to a specific house of worship. Amazing. Now over in China, China's doing a lot of wonderful things here. They've just completed the world's longest sea bridge. It is 55 kilometers long. Took 6 years preparation, 8 years to build it. It links Hong Kong, Zhuhai, and Macau. And that is just amazing to consider. Bridges are beautiful if they're engineered correctly. Apparently, the Golden Gate Bridge just got itself a suicide net. They're just hanging it on out there. So no more suicides off the Golden Gate. Besides, that's what the Bay Bridge is for here. And finally, an interesting story. Archaeologists in India have found a 5,000-year-old rock painting that appeared to show some hunters and two bright objects in the sky. And they finally figured out this is a depiction of a supernova, the world's oldest. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with all of your friends and family, especially how to have honest elections. We'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.